Think about like a superhero upgrading their armor.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They don't just change the color, right? They change the actual material to signal a totally new era in their storyline.
Exactly. I mean, it's a visual shorthand for evolution.
And so when a musical artist adopts a notoriously difficult signature fabric, it works the exact same way. So today we're taking a deep dive into some really fascinating fashion editorials and, music critiques.
To extract a really cool trend.
Right. We're looking at how 23-year-old Benin-born singer Ayra Starr is using latex as her new visual armor. I mean, you probably know her foundational hits like Rush or Bloody Samaritan.
But her recent style evolution is telling a whole new story about her rising global stardom. We're watching an artist use like one of the most demanding, physically restrictive materials in fashion to completely dictate her public image.
Yeah, and the shift really begins with the promo for her single "Where Do We Go." She steps out in this semi-transparent black strapless dress,
But what catches the eye are these contrasting latex bands wrapped around it.
paired with matching latex opera gloves.
Exactly. The sources actually note it's a super smart nod to the classic bandage dress trend.
Oh, right, where the dress is made of those tight overlapping layers designed to literally sculpt the body.
Yeah, but substituting standard fabric for latex bands takes it from, a flattering silhouette to something incredibly avant-garde. It's highly deliberate.
Well, wait. I have to push back a little here.
Okay, go for it.
I mean, latex isn't exactly a blended material, right? And it's notoriously rigid. If you want to show you're in control, is choosing something that physically restricts you actually a power move?
You'd think it's a power move by default, but it's actually an incredible risk. If you wear latex and look even slightly uncomfortable, the garment wears you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it just looks like a mistake.
Exactly. The real power move isn't just putting it on, it's having the physical discipline to make something that unforgiving look entirely effortless.
Like she's telling the audience, I am dictating exactly how you see me.
Yeah, and I can handle the pressure.
But, I mean, there is a massive gap between standing perfectly still to project authority in a photo and actually having to perform.
Oh, 100%.
If you can't breathe or bend, your aesthetic just becomes a prison. Which brings up something in these sources that genuinely confused me.
Wait, what was that?
So, for her Colorado music video, that's her collaboration with Johnny Drill and Young John.
Right.
She wears a dress from the Scarlet Society label. It's called the Bardo Midi. And the critiques point out she looks to be in, quote, total comfort.
Which sounds impossible.
Yes. How is comfort physically possible in a material we just established is essentially a giant wearable rubber band.
Well, it comes down to the architecture of the garment. I mean, a bardo cut means the dress sits off the shoulders.
Oh, so by removing the restriction entirely across the shoulders and upper
She
chest.
instantly frees up her arms to actually move and
Oh,
dance.
that makes sense. It's an engineering solution.
Yeah. Precisely. She's no longer just posing in the material, She's adapting it. She figured out how to translate her new visual brand into the practical reality of being a working, performing artist.
It shows she's maturing, like figuring out how to make her armor move with her.
Exactly. So she conquers the controlled environment of a music video set, but then she takes this aesthetic into the wild.
Specifically, the international mainstream media circuit,
Yes, she lands an appearance on the Jennifer Hudson Show.
which is a massive milestone. I
Yeah.
mean, it's the ultimate U.S. daytime television breakthrough.
Right. And she walks out in a glossy purple latex midi dress with a high neckline and black platform
And
heels.
she wears this specifically to parade down the show's Spirit Tunnel, which, for anyone listening who doesn't watch, is this brightly lit, fan-lined walkway that acts as a visual rite of passage for guests.
And this is where the strategy reaches masterclass levels. Like, why choose a high gloss, high neck finish for a US television debut?
I don't know, to stand out.
More than that, it's a hack of the medium itself. Studio lighting in US daytime TV is famously flat.
Oh, right. It's designed to wash out shadows and hide wrinkles.
Exactly. So by wearing high gloss latex, she creates her own contrast. Those studio lights catch the gloss from every single angle.
Wait, really?
Yeah. She is literally hacking the lighting grid to ensure she pulls focus from everything else on the set.
Wow. So the purple latex isn't just a fun color choice. It's a mechanism to perfectly reflect her new, polished, highly visible status in the U.S. market.
It is. It's a perfect reminder for you listening that an artist's visual branding is just as deliberate as the musical notes they hit.
Her career growth is woven directly into the material she chooses to wear. It is so cool to watch this progression.
From the structural, semi-transparent bands of her initial promo, right?
Right. To mastering the physics of the Bardot Midi in her video.
Yeah.
All the way to weaponizing studio lighting with a high-gloss purple dress on a major U.S. TV debut.
It's brilliant.
It brings us right back to that idea of upgrading your armor. So I'll leave you with this. When you are stepping into a new rite of passage in your own life, how does the armor you choose to wear dictate how the world receives you?